go to Brother Muhammad's question from Saudia. He says, what does Islam say about somebody who accepts his mistakes? Somebody who goes forth and says, yes, I've made these mistakes, whether it's at work or whether it's at home, sometimes personal mistakes. What does Islam say about these mistakes, about accepting
Islam
those?
Islam is a very unique religion. It informs the believers that God, Allah, is closer to one than his own jugular veins.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've committed a mistake, you've wronged yourself, you're asking for forgiveness, it's really sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ayah which we quoted before. If you need any assistance, you will ask from him. As a matter of fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from revealing your own mistakes before people, even with the intention of trying to confess or commit, as long as it does not involve the right of another person. If there is a mistake that involves the right of somebody else, then you have to correct it, taking the property of somebody. If you can return it without confessing, without telling him that I did that, it's permissible. But if you can't, then you have to tell him and bear the consequences. You have hurt somebody, and the only way to fix that is to inform him and to admit, like we had a caller before who said that, who took his friend to the court, and he said, yes, he did not pay his dues because he forgot to take his check. We advise him the only way to seek forgiveness is to ask this person to forgive you. And that would require you to correct the mistake which you did. If you've done it before people, then you'd have to do it before people, whether in the court or whatever. But if the mistake or the sin is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning a violation or a prohibition which does not involve the right of another person, then it is best to keep it secretly and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you your sin. As a matter of fact, in a very interesting hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs us about a person who would appear on the Day of Judgment, whom Allah have covered and concealed his sins in the day of in this life. Then on the Day of Judgment, he would look in his record and would see everything being reported. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of mercy, would say, my servant, I have concealed your sins for you in this life, and today I'm forgiving them as well. And there is a severe warning against a person whom Allah conceals his sins at night, then he comes in the morning to be proud of what he did wrong. Of course, that's a different case. But the bottom line is, in Islam, you should not reveal your faults, your mistakes, even your past to anybody else, including the sheikhs, the imams, or the scholars, because no one has the power of forgiving but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are, of course, some exceptions. If the person is in a position of giving an advice to people as a mean of admonition, so he gives his personal experience that I have committed this mistake and Allah punished me, or the consequences were very bad and so on, to inspire the youth or others to avoid what's wrong, it is permissible as long as it is for this intention. But to share with others your own faults, your own mistakes or past, it is not recommended. As a matter of fact, it is indeed prohibited.